Well, so after being here the entire day, you still get a little bit more of me. Today, the plan is to talk about privacy in the video conferencing scenario, let's say. My name is Saul, and I've been working in the RTC industry for pretty much my entire career. Right now, I'm working with the Jitsi project. The Jitsi project is a set of tools that allow you to deploy a comprehensive video platform, have APIs to video enable existing applications and mobile SDKs as well, so you can video enable anything you sort of already built. We believe that every communication should be private, should be secure, and it should be hassle-free. And we strive to get there by building these tools and making them available to people such as yourself. So thanks a lot for being here and listening to me tell you about all these stories. Privacy is a very big topic these days. It has been mentioned throughout the day in a number of times already. But before I sort of dive into it, actually I want to dive into it from a different angle. First, I want to discuss what are the threat models that affect video conferencing. So after all, a video conference is a very exposing activity. We are showing our camera to somebody else on the remote end, and that has some implications that might be more severe than an audio-only call, so we need to keep this in mind. So this does not aim to be a comprehensive list of all the threats that exist, but